God bless each and every one of you on this wonderful Christmas morning. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, our gracious God, we love you today. We adore you and we thank you. We thank you, God, for allowing us life, such a precious gift on a Christmas morning. We thank you, O God, for sparing us to be able to see. What a precious gift on a Sunday morning, on a Christmas morning. We thank you for being able to feel. What a wonderful gift on a Christmas morning. So many things we can continue to recite and recount and list as gifts on a Christmas morning. But we just thank you because you have allowed us again to be able to come together, to be able to be in your presence, to be able to hear of your word. Thank you, Father, for again giving us the gift of life that allows us to be able to sit back and watch your miracles again, to be able to sit back and be in amazement of all of your manifold blessings. So as always, we ask you today to open up our ears, our hearts, to be able to receive your word which is a lamp to our feet, which is a light to our path. We thank you for those who have assembled on this day, on this day that commemorates the entrance of Jesus into mankind, into the earth realm, so that he could carry out his mission for us. Before we go and celebrate this day with anyone else, we come to celebrate this day with you, God. We love you and we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Again, we bless the Lord for just being able to be alive, to be able to hear of his word on today. On this morning, I would like to take the opportunity to read from the word of God, the historical account as to why we celebrate this day. I'll be coming from Luke, the second chapter, starting at the first verse. Luke, the second chapter, starting at the first verse. Reading from the New American Standard Bible, it reads as follows. Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. In the same region there were some shepherds staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord suddenly stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today in the city of David, there has been born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there appeared with the angel the multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is pleased." When the angels had gone away from them into heavens, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So they came in a hurry and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he laid in the manger. When they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying God and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as had been told them. Verse 15 here says this: when the angels had gone away from them into heavens, the shepherds began saying to one another, "Let us go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." Let us go straight to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened. And the word of the Lord is blessed on this amazing Christmas morning. I just want to talk about, we should still seek Jesus. We should still seek Jesus. We look for so many different things in life. We look for, to be in good health. We look for people to treat us right. We look for good favor on our job. We look for our children to mind us. We look for love and happiness. We look for so many things. And oftentimes, you all, the things that we look for, we tend to be disappointed in because they don't turn out the way we would like them to. But isn't it interesting that the very thing or the very one that will be the same, no matter how many times you seek after him, tends to be the last thing or person that we look for? You all, the Bible says that the shepherds had just heard this message from some angels, from some heavenly beings that said, you know, "You will know that this thing that we've come to announce to you has happened, because you're going to find a baby. The baby will be wrapped in," I say cloths, they say clothes, swaddling clothes, if you will, "and lying in a manger." Isn't it interesting, you all, that once they heard the pronouncement by the angels, they said, "We need to go to Bethlehem." It doesn't say how far they were away. They just said that they were shepherds. They were staying out in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks. So depending on where they were, we have no idea how far of a distance it was for them to leave where they were, for them to leave their assignment, and for them to come to Bethlehem to see of this baby that was mentioned by the angels. But if shepherds who did not have this word of God, watch this now. If shepherds who did not have this word of God, this historical account to rely on, all they had was the trumpeting of heavenly hosts that came out of nowhere to say there is the Savior that you have been waiting for, that you have been talked to about by your elders, while you've been, your family has recounted down through the years that there was a Savior, a Messiah that was coming to save the world of their sins. Guess what? He has arrived. And they didn't sit and question, but they immediately went to go and see this one that his arrival had been pronounced by the angels. How much more than you all should we be seeking Jesus? Not seeking him because he's just going to make everything all right for us, but seeking him simply because he is the King. He is the Savior. He is the Christ child. We seek so many things and we get disappointed in so many ways. Might I suggest that we go back to seeking Jesus and Jesus alone? The Bible tells us in Jeremiah, the 29th chapter, and the 13th and 14th verses, the Lord speaks through the prophet and says, you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place from where I sent you into exile. This was the word for the children of Israel when they ended up being in exile in Babylon. But the same declaration that was made by the prophet to those in exile at that time, God is still saying that to us today. You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. My prayer today is that we still seek Jesus. There was a bumper sticker at one time, and I remember I would see it on quite a few of the cars, that would say, wise men still seek him. Well, my prayer is that all men, not just wise men, but all men, will go back to seeking Jesus. Seek him not just for the big things in your life, but seek him for everything in your life. Seek him when you wake up in the morning. Seek him when you have a big decision. Seek him when you're trying to figure out what clothes to wear. Seek him when you're trying to determine what route to take to work. Seek him when you're wondering, how do I handle the situation in my family? Seek him when you're trying to figure out how to manage the finances in your life. Seek him. Seek him because he loves you. Seek him because he still desires to have a close relationship with you. Seek him because those that are wise seek Jesus. But whether you consider yourself wise, whether you consider yourself just the average person, my prayer is that we will go back to seeking Jesus, because he is there to be found. And when we find him, he will make our joy complete. Let us pray. Gracious God, we love you today and we thank you. We thank you for the arrival of your Son, Jesus. And while we are centuries away from his first entry into our world, we thank you that we can commemorate that entry because he was born to die for us. So God, as we go about our day, we pray, God, that we will remind others that Jesus is still there to be sought after, and he's still there to be found, and he's still giving gifts. And the greatest gift that he gives is salvation. We love you today. Be with us as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazing and blessed Christmas day. God bless you.